All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, as the conference finals are set to begin in the NBA, of course, the Atlanta Hawks and the Cleveland Cavaliers taking court in the Eastern Conference, and then, of course, you have the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets out west. It is a dawn of a new era in the NBA, and the reason why I say it is this. Of the four remaining teams, the Rockets last won an NBA championship in 1995. The Golden State Warriors' last NBA title came in 1975. The Atlanta Hawks' last title came in 1961. And when you look at the Cleveland Cavaliers, or excuse me, for the Hawks, it was actually 1958. But when you look at the Cleveland Cavaliers, this has been a franchise that has never won an NBA championship. And the reason why I bring this up, because you look at the NBA and all of the excitement that takes place on those courts in the National Basketball Association, only nine teams since 1980, nine organizations have been able to hoist the coveted Larry O'Brien Trophy as champions. And you look at it, a lot of it has to do with the salary cap in the NBA, how, you know, it's been a really tightly constructed cap in order to build parity, and that's what's happening. Then you look at the factor of a guy like LeBron James, who decided to come back to the Cleveland Cavaliers this season, and, you know, he took away, he was basically on a championship team with the Miami Heat. You look at how the Houston Rockets were constructed, and of course that big trade that went down a few years ago when the Rockets were able to acquire shooting guard James Harden from the Oklahoma City Thunder. And Harden was a guy that was really pivotal in getting the Thunder to the NBA Finals in 2011 because he was that sixth man coming off of the bench. But the Thunder did not want to go over the luxury tax in paying Harden because they knew that he was going to covet a big-time deal, and thus they traded him to the Rockets, who have in turn built their team around James Harden and what he is able to do. Then you look at a team like the Golden State Warriors, who has been a perennial loser for so long, but slowly but surely, they finally got it right in the NBA draft. And on top of getting it right, the Warriors in previous generations would tend to trade their talent away. We go back to the late 80s when Golden State really had things going on with Run TMC. And I'm talking, of course, about Tim Hardaway, Mitch Richmond, and Chris Mullin. You go back to the early 90s when you bring in a guy like Chris Webber. You go back to the late or the mid to late 2000s when the Warriors made the playoffs under head coach Don Nelson and upset the defending Western Conference champion Dallas Mavericks in the first round after the Mavericks had won 67 games in the regular season. This is a Warriors team, and it's a new ownership group as well that is really committed to winning. And, you know, they're building a strong winning culture out there in the Bay Area. Of course, they're looking to move back to San Francisco from Oakland in a few years. Then you look at the Atlanta Hawks. This is a team that several years ago, they had their superstar player in Joe Johnson. They were making runs into the postseason. They traded him to the Brooklyn Nets. They were able to relieve themselves of salary cap commitments with Johnson. And they've kept some of those guys like Al Horford. You bring in a free agent, in Paul Millsap, and he has been able to really contribute to this team as well. So it's all about the salary cap. It's all about moving guys around, and it's all about that parity. And you're seeing it across the entire lexicon that is professional sports. Of course, we've seen it for years in the National Football League. We've seen it in the National Hockey League. We've seen it in Major League Baseball now, as you really don't get those repeat champions like you once did. Granted, the Miami Heat were able to go back-to-back in 2012 and 2013. But the way things are shaping up right now, it's going to be more than ever very difficult for teams not only to repeat, but also for teams to keep their core players together for a good 5 or 6 years. And I think it's very intriguing for the sport. And we're seeing the dawn of a new day in the NBA because not only of the remaining teams that are in the NBA playoffs, you know, are a lot, for the most part, just like the first time around the block or the first time in a long time getting this deep into the postseason. But it's also the fact that they are not the biggest media markets as well. Don't get me wrong. This is not taking anything away from the Houston area, the Atlanta area, or the Bay Area out there in Northern California. But there's no Boston. There's no New York. Of course, the New York Knicks have been bad for a long time. And, of course, there's no Los Angeles. And the Lakers are really downtrodden right now. A lot of people expected it to be the Los Angeles Clippers who are going to take that step up. But, unfortunately, for them and their fans, they were unable to do that. But we are seeing the dawn of a new era in the NBA, and I think it's going to be great for basketball because, again, I cannot emphasize it enough that only 9 teams have been able to hoist the Larry O'Brien Trophy since 1980. Now, of course, if the Houston Rockets go on and win the NBA championship, that stat will still remain. But this is a Houston Rockets team that this is their first time in the Western Conference Finals since 1997. Of course, the Cleveland Cavaliers did make the NBA finals for the first and only time in franchise history back in 2007 when they were led by LeBron James. You look at the Atlanta Hawks, it's been since the early 70s since they made the conference finals. And for the Golden State Warriors, the mid-70s since they made the conference finals. So this is definitely a dawn of a new day. You're building fan bases in different parts of the country. You're getting people excited, and that's what it's all about. I mean, some people may look at it and say parody, and parody stinks, but the bottom line is it's all about putting a good winning product out on the basketball court, and that's what we're seeing right now. So I tell you right now, this is definitely the dawn of a new era in the National Basketball Association. Folks, as always, I want to take the time to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. You can continue to check me out on Twitter at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, we have the page on Facebook at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge, and you can feel free to check it out. And also, you're more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.